We go. Let's talk about your four-legged best friend. Bissell Pet Foundation cares until every pet has a home is the tagline. And Holly Kuzi, along with Mara Rasikas, along with some furry friends in the house. You bet. Thank you very much for making my day, Holly.
You're very welcome. I know. Yay. Coffee and furry friends are your favorite.
You know that. Oh, Holly, again, good things you do. First of all, Mara, good morning to you as
good
well.
Good morning.
Who's in your arms?
This would be Butterscotch. She was rescued back in April.
Well, she was rescued.
She was, yeah. So she's very excited for our upcoming event.
Does she have a forever home?
Me.
Okay. Yes. Yes. And Holly, is this your friend?
This is little Lucy, and she also was rescued from the same puppy mill that Butterscotch came from for their friends. Yes. From the mill.
And does she have a forever home?
Oh, with me.
Okay, all right.
For
good.
Sure, so, she so, has.
Well,
a forever
I
just, home.
Oh, she's one of the luckiest animals on the block. Well, we go back to that because if they were available, we'd be bragging on them. They're not, so we'll brag on the others that need forever homes. I'm an owner of three that have their forever home, and they're the most spoiled dogs on the block. Let's just put it that way. But Holly, we have a somewhat of a block party this weekend to talk about. First of all, Bissell Pet Foundation, what do you do?
So the Bissell Pet Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that works to support animal welfare organizations all over the United States, and especially in our own hometown of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We currently support over 1,800 shelters and rescue groups, and we've donated almost $3 million to efforts like spay-neuter, microchipping, adoption, and foster care.
Caring so much. I know you have several events throughout the year, but this one that's coming up this weekend is a not to be missed.
That is correct. The Bissell Halloween Hoof and Woof, brought to you by Meyer, that is this Saturday at Gainey Field from 12 to 3. Entrance to the event is free, and tickets are available at affordable prices for games, activities, and lots of good food. There's going to be treats for dogs and humans, costume contests. There's going to be a lot of fun stuff.
This is the second annual. Holly, any bigger or better or tweaks to this particular one?
Always. we've got a mechanical bulldog that we rented. Kind of like a mechanical bull, but it's a bulldog. We've got human hamster balls. We're bringing back the trick-or-treat trail, but it has 20 stops. I know, 20 stops filled with really, really delicious, fun candy. We've got some really cool carnival games lined up, and we have a dog agility course that is being put together by Whiskers, and we're so excited about that. So we've got lots of fun things for kids of all ages and dogs of all sizes.
You want your, now this says grab your two-legged and four-legged kiddos. I'm trying to think what the two-legged
I know,
would be here.
What are those?
Chicken, maybe a dog that likes to, hi, you're yawning.
Actually, we have, so West Michigan Therapy Dogs, they are one of the beneficiaries of this event. And one of the therapy dogs is actually a three-legged dog. His name is Tater Tot. So I guess it should say two, three, and four-legged friends. And he was actually rescued, and he has an amazing story, and now he's a therapy dog. And so that's some of the things that we wanted to highlight at this event, the powerful healing of rescued pets and the celebration to celebrate what they do to our families.
Mara, is that your Mara, is that your only? Is this
no,
baby
no, I do have one more. She was unplanned, but we went on a rescue and I couldn't say no to her face.
Yes. And how about yours here, Holly?
I have two more at home.
Okay, good. Yeah, I would hope that there's a family. This is, you mentioned Meyer, thrilled again to be the naming sponsor for the Bissell Halloween Hoof and Woof. What's it, probably doesn't take too much to twist an arm for support.
Yeah, we've been very lucky to have so many amazing sponsors. We've almost doubled the amount of sponsorships we've raised since last year, which is just great for the charities that we've chosen to donate to: Mary Freebed Rehabilitation Hospital's Pediatric Program and West Michigan Therapy Dogs. And when people see what we're doing, they're more than willing to get behind the cause. Meyer has been amazing to work with. We're so grateful for the support that they give us, not only for the Bissell Halloween Hoof and Woof, but also for Blacktail. Their involvement in West Michigan is almost matchless. And to have a powerhouse behind you know, an event that's only 2 years old is amazing. And we feel so fortunate and grateful for their partnership.
Talk to me a little bit more about the importance of attending this event, because the funds raised actually support Mary Free Bed Rehabilitation Hospital's what, pediatric program?
We really want to make everyone more aware that not only can rescue dogs be helpful with families, but it's actually a healing power too, which is why Mary Free Bed is one of our beneficiaries. They have some amazing programs with West Michigan Therapy Dogs, and we just want people to know that rescue dogs are fully capable and awesome therapy dogs as well.
They say sometimes even better, but oops, I didn't say that. Again, the Bissell Howl-O-Ween Hoof and Woof Carnival is back, promising hairy, scary fun on behalf of the Bissell Pet Foundation. Mara Resicus in the house, along with Holly Cousy and friends. Tell me again about your rescue opportunity with your puppy. We'll start with you, Hal.
Yeah, so we were contacted in April about a puppy mill that was in Kankakee, Illinois, and our founder, Kathy Bissell, jumped on it. She's not a typical CEO of a company and founder of a nonprofit organization. She's very much boots on the ground. So when we heard about this opportunity, we jumped on board. We ended up working with Animal Rescue Corps and the Puppy Mill Project to save over 80 dogs. Two of them are here today. And these dogs were living in deplorable conditions. Lucy was actually found in a shoebox at 3 weeks old, and Butterscotch was living in a wire cage with other dogs that was way too small just for even one. Butterscotch had burns on her paws and her ears. When we went into the puppy mill, we had to wear masks, but we took them off because we couldn't work fast enough with them on. So our lungs ended up being burned from the ammonia that was in the air. Our face had red splotches and burns. It was terrible. So if that's what we experienced in just one day, we can't imagine the terrible conditions these dogs were forced to live in for years on end. So we are so excited that we can step in, and we can't do it without our amazing supporters. So things like this, the Bissell Halloween Hoof and Woof goes to support many of our programs, and you can see the little faces that we rescued. We think it's worth it.
Sorry, I was petting the dog. Holly and Mara, again, how does Saturday work? We mentioned 12 to 3. Should I get there at 12? Obviously, will you take cash or credit card and other donations?
It is from 12 to 3. You don't have to be there the whole time. You probably will want to, because everything's going to be just so much fun. We're going to have ticket booths that'll sell tickets. It's $1 for one ticket. And all of the games, activities, and food is anywhere from one ticket to probably six. We have a, like Holly mentioned, the trick-or-treat trail. And we also have a costume contest for both kids and dogs. That's only three tickets, and we have some awesome prizes for the winners for those. Raffle prizes, hamster ball races. So the cost.
Go back there. Hamster ball
hamster
races?
Ball races. Human hamster ball
races. Oh, there's where I'm going.
Holly and I will be trying that out right when we get there.
Shelly,
during
I
setup.
Think you should try it out. You'd probably kill everybody. So
I would
athletic.
Be very competitive, although I'm not going to be in town that weekend.
Oh, that's
so
right. You have your marathon.
I have half a marathon. Oh. But yes, so it's, would someone please go in my place to make that both that financial and that commitment to beat Holly and Mara in the in the hamster ball. Is this an outdoor event?
It is. Yep. It's at Ganey Field. It's on there. It's all outside. We do have a concession area and restrooms, but the weather is looking cooperative right now. It's going to be in the 60s. So yeah, it's just going to be a ton of fun. There's going to be so much to do, and it's definitely worth at least stopping by and checking it out, whether you have kids or dogs or not.
Yeah. No, it's for all. If one can't attend this weekend, how else can the community help your cause, Holly?
You can stand behind the Bissell Pet Foundation and join our cause by donating to us. You can visit our website at www.bissellpetfoundation.org. You can follow us on Facebook, or you can start looking for information for next year's Blacktail, which will be our 11th year, and I'm sure we'll have even more crazy fun. So there's definitely tons of ways to get involved. Just follow us on our website and reach out to us, and we'd be more than willing to work with anyone.
And I know I don't have anything in my hand right now, but I know we do a lot of interviews with the Kent County Shelter, with the Humane Society, and it's they often will have their adoption events, free cats, mm-hmm. and a lot of it is because Kathy and you, the team, have stepped up on behalf of the foundation to honor those financial commitments. That's where the dollars that I go from attending this Saturday go right back into that Ho-Ho Kitty and pay for those kitties to be adopted, right, Mara?
Absolutely. That's, you know, that's the biggest thing. The biggest way that people can support is by adopting, by rescuing, go to their local shelter, and really just, I mean, that's the best way to that you can support us and all of our little furry friends.
Great. Okay, well, the details one more time for Saturday. What's a Smooch Your Pooch photo booth?
The Smooch Your Pooch photo booth is actually it's a custom designed photo booth that we had built last year by this awesome carpenter. And it is a booth that is just for you and your furry friend to take a photo of. We actually have takeaway home souvenir photos that you can take with you. It's going to be so much fun. We actually made it built to the height of a dog as well. So we've kind of thought about everything from every angle, if possible.
Every height.
It's going to be so much fun. And that will be running up the entire time. Two Eagles Marcus from Women's Lifestyle Magazine is going to be our elite photographer for the event. So we're very excited to have him on board as well.
Yeah, he's a rock star. Bissell Halloween Hoof and Woof is back for its second year this Saturday. Give me details one more time.
Bissell Halloween Hoof and Wolf, it's on October 24 from 12 to 3 p.m. at Ganey Field. Entrance to the event is free. Games, activities, and food can be enjoyed at family-friendly prices. And you can learn more about our event by visiting our website. It's hoofandwoof.org, or follow the Bissell Pet Foundation on Facebook for more information.
Proceeds go right to the foundation, in addition to West Michigan Therapy Dogs and Mary Freebed Rehabilitation Hospital. Your final word, Mara, on behalf of your friend there.
Well, Butterscotch and I would love to see everyone on Saturday. We will be there. She's going to have another costume. This will be her third costume, along with her sister. So we just hope to see everyone there. It's going to be a great time for an absolutely great cause.
That's why we talk about it. Thank you, ladies. Have fun this Saturday and beyond. We'll speak again.
Thank you.